You know, more than ever, we have politicians, bureaucrats thinking they can manage the economy. I mean, I know that's not new. It seems like every election, the media asks who best can manage the economy. But it seems now more than ever, with a dramatic increase in government intervention, amid promises of reinventing capitalism, reimagining the economy. I mean, it's the foundation of Build Back Better and the Great Reset. But it should come with a warning. I mean, come on, it's been tried. And whether we're looking at the former Soviet Union or Venezuela today, the results are frightening. As Margaret Thatcher stated, no theory of government was ever given a fairer test or a more prolonged experiment in a democratic country than democratic socialism received in Britain. Yet it was a miserable failure in every respect. You know, this week, The Economist magazine, which, come on, never been accused of being right-wing or anti-government, it issued a warning in quotes, "This bossy business interventionism is well-intentioned, but ultimately it's a mistake. It adheres hope for prosperity, fairness, security, but they're more likely to end up with inefficiency, vested interests, and insularity." But I have more straightforward tests. Come on, let's look at two of the arguably the most important financial variables that impact your life directly. I'll start with a question. Can you name me a single politician, central banker, or bureaucrat who forecasts the inflation rate? Well, of course not, because they've been dead wrong. They said inflation would be short-lived and hit nothing like 7% in the States and 5% plus in Canada, by the way, because they measure it differently. And anyone who's filled up their car or bought meat or other groceries knows those numbers are way too low. But my point is that none of the people who pushed to manage the economy saw this coming. Well, more than that, they were dead wrong. Okay, what about the other big story? The rising energy prices. Once again, hey, search all the media. You won't find a single politician, bureaucrat, central banker who saw the huge increase in prices. Not even close as the energy shortages grip Europe. Certainly the central bankers in China didn't anticipate the energy shortages. I mean, look at coal prices up 400%. They didn't in the UK or Europe. Didn't anticipate what the finance minister in France is calling an energy emergency. They didn't have an inkling about the impact of both monetary policy, that means interest rates and money creation, with fiscal policy, I mean government spending, on the price of goods and services. They showed no sign of understanding the impact of COVID lockdowns on the supply chain. Of course, we don't choose our political leaders for their sophistication in economics or finance. But that does come with a cost when they push policies without understanding the implications or the consequences. And when they don't, guess who pays? We do. Look at the record energy prices in Europe, totally predictable, as countries discourage fossil fuel development, decommission nuclear power, invested in renewable energy without backup power when the wind didn't blow or the sun didn't shine. Come on, you don't need an engineering degree or a finance degree to figure out what happens when demand outstrips supply. And we're not even close to the end of that story. Demand is going to continue to grow as emerging markets develop, while at the same time, investment in fossil fuels is declining. And renewable energy, well, it's years away being able to power the grid. Presto, higher prices. Hey, just one example, by the way, worldwide demand for natural gas this year forecast by the Independent Commodity Intelligence Services to grow 5.5%, while supply only expected to go up 1.7%. Hey, which means upward pressure on prices, maybe even shortages in some countries. And I'm not talking, just be clear, I'm not talking about political ideology or debating policy. I'm talking about predictable consequences of policy choice. As famed economist John Kenneth Galbraith observed, there are those who don't know, and there are those who don't know they don't know. Increasingly, I think we're governed by the latter, and we're starting to pay the price financially. Fiscal policy, along with supply chain shortages caused by the pandemic lockdown, in conjunction with easy money, set the foundation for inflation. And now it's increasingly recognized that contrary to what the government and central banks told us, it's not short-lived, not transitory, much higher than they thought, which forces the central banks to make a choice between supporting the economy with low borrowing rates or reining inflation in by raising those rates. We're going to talk a lot more about that in today's show, but I don't want you to miss my point. These are the people who think they can manage the economy. Well, if you care about your standard of living, that should send a shiver up your spine.